I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 94 and it is WIP. And we're getting ready. We're getting closer and closer to the Super Bowl. You know, you start looking. There's too many prop bets to look at. These people, you go dizzy starting to, you know, there's always the first player on each team to score, the first team to score, total TDs. How about you could get, if you bet no touchdowns for the Kansas City Chiefs, you get plus 1,700. Now, that's just throwing away money because you know there's going to be a touchdown. Can you imagine if somebody bet that, bet $100 on that, and you got... And it's like stealing money. But it's not stealing money because it's not going to happen. The first scoring play, whether it's a Chiefs rushing touchdown, an Eagles rushing touchdown, an Eagle. If you bet the Eagles scoring a defensive touchdown as the first scoring play, you can get plus, and for either team, plus 3,000. Now, there'll be people that'll bet that because they think they got a shot. Wouldn't that be interesting if that happens and somebody actually bet it? Pretty good. Bet 100 to win 3,000. Not a bad day. Archie, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for a lot of great memories over the years here in Philly.
I'm not done yet.
I'm almost as old as you because I remember Maxie Vaughn and Tim Brown, so I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Hey, listen, I'm fine with that. You know it's really nice when kids like in their 20s. I say kids, they're not kids anymore. When people say, you know, I started listening to you when my father was listening to you. So now I've jumped into another generation of listeners, and you can call them fans, call them whatever you want, and that's a great feeling. I was on. Our radio station in Chicago. They wanted me on yesterday for their afternoon show, so I was on in the evening here. And I got a text from a guy that was used to run syndicated networks. And he sent me a text. He heard me, and he said, you know, you've always been authentic. And I never really thought about it that way, but I don't make it up. I know what'll piss people off. I know what won't piss people off. And I know I have strong opinions, but they're mine. And I believe in the things that I say. And that's a really nice compliment. He says, you know what, you are authentic. And
I don't think of it that way,
but it's actually kind of a cool, it was a cool message from this guy who knows what he's talking about.
I think the balance has been fun for us too. Yeah. So, I'm going to go to a higher authority, though, in Philly than you.
Okay.
Mr. Sonny Hill and I have been talking every Sunday. And, you know, we both thought the Eagles were going to kill
the Giants. Do you sit on the couch or the love seat in the living room?
I'm usually in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not in the living room, then.
I know. It's his living room, though. So we thought they were going to kill the Giants. We were both right. We both thought they were going to kill 49ers, and I... can't wait to talk to him again, but I think the same thing happened. And I've been
I can't go there. For Kansas City is the best. It clearly is the best team we played this year.
I think I know, but at the end of the day, the big boys down in the trenches, anybody who played football knows those guys are the real deal.
And the Eagles have really good players. Lane, I can't say enough. Jason Kelce is the best center in football. And he's one of the best players ever in the NFL to play that position.
And they give us the ability to keep Mahomes off the field, those guys.
Yeah,
but
what I want to do is I want to compliment Lane Johnson. The play with that injury and the play through it. And I watch when he walks. He doesn't walk with any kind of favoring. It's called an adductor, ADD, adductor muscle. It's below the groin. And to have that apparently torn and playing with that is it's Superman. It really is.
Well, someday he and Kelce are going to go down with guys like Chuck Bednarik. So pretty great players, both of them. So.
Yep.
Really enjoying this. We've lost a lot of games over 60 years watching them. But this is the most fun team I've watched.
All right, so what's your best Super Bowl moment?
Boy, I know what I think the most important one is, but my favorite was refrigerator going for a touchdown.
You know what? That was rotten, too. Okay, refrigerator. That's not my moment because that was not fair to Walter Payton, who's one of the best human beings you would ever want to meet. And Walter Payton deserved that touchdown in the Super Bowl, not William Refrigerator.
Fair enough.
I know what you're saying.
It was just the exuberance of the game just for the third
year. Yeah, I get it. All right, Archie, thanks for the call,
man.
All right, Archie, right down the road in Ocean City. You know, I'll say this about Walter Payton. I was doing radio shows, my radio show from the Super Bowl for a long time. And it was, I'll never forget it. It was Super Bowl 25. There was 10 radio stations there. Now there's about, 130 to 150 radio stations in Radio Row. I was one of 10 radio stations. Walter Payton's walking by. Just walking by. It was at the Tampa Bay Convention Center. Just walking by. I say, Walter, can you jump on the air? Yeah, no problem. You know, nowadays, everybody's pulling and tugging when they see guests walk through Radio Row. And it's a free-for-all. But Walter Payton couldn't have been nicer. Yeah, no problem. And just sat down and we did it. You know, those kind of things are really cool. Chuck, how are you, Chuck?
Hey, Howard, happy Saturday. Listen, I'm not calling up here. One thing I'm not doing is throwing bouquets at that big, fat loser, Andy Reid, who is the biggest loser next to Joel Embiid to come out of Philadelphia. And enough of this bouquet, flower-giving, loving Andy Reid. Andy Reid is a loser. His ass is grass come February 12th.
Well, let me just tell you something. He's won the fifth most games of any coach in the NFL.
I don't give a damn.
He's the best coach in the NFL right now. And that's not to say that I think Nick Sirianni, and I've been telling you what I think of Sirianni as a coach, which I thought he got better and better and better, and he's an excellent coach.
Andy Reid is a loser. He's a loser, Howard.
Oh, okay.
That's what he is. And Patrick Mahomes is a fraud.
He went to five conference championships with the
Eagles. Patrick Mahomes is a fraud. He runs around and
Chuck, you're out of line.
Chuck,
you're out of line.
Oh, I got a high ankle sprain. I got to hobble off. So everybody know I got a high ankle sprain.
Wait a minute. He didn't say that. That was a report. Remember, social media is not social, and it's not media. That was a report, and nobody knows. They didn't get any confirmation.
We're going to find out. You'll see Jalen Hurts favoring his shoulder every week.
Jalen Hurts is
fine. His adductor every week.
It's the media that makes a big deal out of it. They don't make a big deal. It's the media.
Patrick Mahomes can screw it.
Chuck, you're out of line, Chuck. You're out of line today.
And that bar, that Kansas City bar down there in South Philly ought to be outlawed. Somebody should go down there and urinate in the middle of it.
No, Chuck, I can't allow you to really get off on that.
He sucks.
Yeah,
that
but you know
sucks.
What? There's fans bars in every city for different teams.
I don't
it's okay.
Care.
No.
If we're playing against the
Chuck.
Chiefs,
there's Chuck.
Bars down there and people go down there and support it. What are we doing here? We're in
Chuck.
Philadelphia. Okay.
Philadelphia is called the what?
But listen, this is not the city of brotherly love right
yes,
now.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yes, it is.
Andy Reid.
Although they kill people every day in Philadelphia. It's a miss. The mayor's the worst mayor of my lifetime. But other than that, it's a city of brotherly love.
Let me tell you what Andy Reid, what has he ever done for us, Howard? He gave us 4 straight years of misery. Loser.
Really?
Loser.
Really?
Loserville. With a capital
F. Chuck.
You know
Chuck,
what I'm saying?
Let me just break the news to you. It wasn't misery. This team was a very, very, very good team.
It was misery sitting out there in that cold every NFC championship game.
Oh, my God, Chuck, you're out of line. You're out of line. You're out of line.
We lost to Carolina. We lost to Tampa Bay, a team we destroyed in the regular season. We lost. He's choked in the biggest game. You know, he got one Super Bowl to show for it. Great coach, my ass. Nick Sirianni.
You're out of line.
Doug Peterson's a great coach. This guy sucks. That's what he does. And on Sunday, we're going to prove to him that he sucks because he's going to lose again. That's going to be the only ring that he ever gave him on Sunday. That's the ring that he's supposed to have given us back in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004.
Chuck,
every
are you
year,
done?
Howard, he's
Chuck,
a loser.
This was not one of your finer moments.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going bouquets to Andy Reid because Andy Reid sucks.
Okay.
Him, Kansas
all right,
City,
all right. Chuck,
and
Chuck,
Patrick Mahomes.
Chuck, relax, Chuck. Relax.
Yeah, but listen, Howard, let me tell you this, right?
Make it
we're
quick.
We're going to destroy Kansas City, okay?
Okay, that's
on
fine.
On Sunday.
Knock
they
yourself
cannot
out.
Handle, they okay. can't handle the pressure, Howard.
Knock yourself out, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, let me move on here. Let me move on.
These offensive linemen are going to
have a great weekend, Chuck.
Those guys.
Enjoy the game.
Hey, you're not even going to ask me a question, huh? Because I don't like your guy.
No, what question? You said it all, Chuck.
No, you didn't even give me a chance to answer the question, man.
Okay, well, go ahead. Well, go ahead and answer it.
Man, well, John Elway is one of my favorite quarterbacks. He's a winner, unlike Andy Reid.
Okay, so what's the moment?
So my moment when he got helicoptered, spinning in the air, and he got hit, spinning in the air because he was running for a first down
okay.
in the Super Bowl.
I remember the play. All right,
yeah.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, Howard, have a good weekend, man. Stop
you
throwing
too.
Bouquets at Andy Reid.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. He went over the top. You want to criticize him? You can criticize. Everybody has criticism in one way or another. But you went over the top, Chuck. You went over the top. 215-592-9494. When we come back, I got to play this comment from Jerry Jones, who is the biggest ass in football and a loser. WIP, and the time now here at the Borgata is 8:55.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!